officially declare the special meeting of council for today, the 4th of June, open at 11:13. I begin with acknowledgement of country, so we would like to respectfully acknowledge the Gammoojee people who are the traditional owners and first people of the land on which we meet. We would like to pay our respects to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, the tradition, the culture and hopes of the Gammoojee people. Item 3 is attendance. We have no apologies today and we have no approved leave of absence. Item 4, declarations of interest. Does anyone have anything they would need to declare for this meeting? No? We have no public question time. Nothing for item 6, so no petitions, presentations, deputations, councillor reports or conference reports. No motions, of which previous notice has been given, which is item 7. So we'll move now to the first of the officers' reports. The first item is 8.1.1, which is the consideration of the appointment of a part-time project manager for the Regional Precincts and Partnership Program for the Northampton Economic Development Precinct. So at this point, it's on page 5 of your agenda document. The report has been presented at very short notice by Andrew, so I thank him for that. And maybe if I could just defer to you, Andrew, just to explain, if that's all right.
Yes, thanks, Madam President. Apologies, councillors, for the short time frame for this. The special meeting provided an opportunity to do this, so that if you agree, this person could get going straight away, given the limited time frame. The whole rationale behind this particular report, Future Systems, is Keith Ethmanis. Keith's been with us on this particular project since the inception of it, since 2023. He did the economic development framework, which was the lead-up document that was used for the application to the Regional Precincts and Partnerships Program. Keith has since done a review of that original application after we were successful for funding, because of such a time delay. He had to do that work to ensure that all the stakeholders and partners were still engaged in the project. And we had to also revise some of the funding arrangements, etc. So that has been presented in a financial assistance agreement, which I've signed off on, waiting for Main Roads to come back with their final sign off. The indications from Main Roads is that you can proceed with or commence the project, you just can't claim anything until that FAA is actually solved. So I'm comfortable with that. The reason for this particular project, or for this particular item, is that the under the current corporate policy, which is the purchasing policy, anything over and above $50,000 requires 3 quotations to come in. So it's a policy of council. Council has the right to vary that policy. As a staff member, I don't have the right to vary the policy. If you're going to vary a policy, you should have good reason to vary that policy. The reasons that I've put forward is the context that they've established and the knowledge of the project from Keith Ethmanis as the consultant would lend him to be in the best position to immediately commence this and get moving on it as soon as possible. I'm happy with him and the work that he's done so far, and I think that a direct appointment under this circumstance is actually warranted.
Thank you. So hopefully you had a chance to look at that. I will now draw your attention on page 7 to the officer's recommendation, and I will read it. That council number 1 endorsed the variation to the corporate policy 2.3 purchasing policy, which Andrew has just spoken about, to allow the direct appointment of Future Systems Proprietary Limited to the position of part-time project manager for the Northampton Economic Development Precinct project at a cost of $62,400, exclusive of GST. And number 2 acknowledges that the variation to corporate policy 2.3 purchasing policy is on the basis that Future Systems has established knowledge and contacts specific to the Northampton Economic Development Precinct project. Do I have someone who's willing to move that, please? Being moved by Councillor Burgess, we have a seconder, Councillor Smith. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess?
I think in this particular circumstance, this is the best way forward. The future systems have a vast knowledge of this project, and with the time frame, it's better to start moving as soon as possible.
Thank you. Councillor Smith, wish to speak to the motion?
I agree fully with Councillor Burgess.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Are there any other speakers for the motion? I would certainly be in support of this. I think, particularly given we're going to have a change in CEO, I think that to ensure the continuity of the project would be very sensible to continue with future systems, so I certainly would be in favour of it. Are there any other comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. So we'll move now to to late reports. We have no late reports. Item 10, questions from members. Are there any questions from members at this particular time? No. Item 11, motions for consideration at the following meeting. Does anyone have anything they would like to consider at the next meeting? Item 12, is there any new business of an urgent nature which will be introduced by the decision of the meeting today?
Just a question. For something that is so that the confidential matter has actually dropped out, it's disappeared from the agenda. It was there yesterday when I reviewed the document, now it's actually disappeared.
That's okay. We can.
It's 13.1.1.
Yes. So
it will become item 14.
Perhaps, Madam President, become item 13.
Yes.
And applications will leave perhaps would actually go to 14 and then 15 tomorrow.
So we're at the point, item 12, new business of an urgent nature introduced by the decision of the meeting. Is there anyone that has anything that they would like to discuss now urgently? So we'll move now to item 13, which is a confidential item. So is someone happy to move that we go into camera or confidential mode, please? It's been moved by Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor Suckling. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Now, do we record the continues?
Probably turn the recording off.